Hey, how you holding up, Moonbeam? Yeah, I know. Life has been rough for you for a while. That's why I decided to take you out of the city. Get some fresh air in those smog-filled lungs. Sorry. I brought us a plate of that comfort food you like. Took me forever to find it out here. It's like people forget how to drive in the snow. I figured it might help a bit. Hey, Moonbeam. Can you look at me, please? It'll be okay. I know it's really hard to be a person right now. Just in general. Life is not the best for a lot of people. This is temporary. Losing family is hard. I know it was technically your choice, but that doesn't make it any easier. They did it to themselves by treating you how they did. That took a lot of bravery for you to finally say enough is enough. I've noticed how much happier and less stressed you are. Well, besides the last couple days, of course. But that's okay. It's like grief. It comes in waves. This is just a rough patch. I know you miss them. And you can reach out when you are ready. I know you're still worried about them. Do you know how kind that is? That you don't want to have contact with them, but you still care? Here. Can I get under the covers with you? It's still cold in here. All right. Come here into my arms. Let me hold you. Hey. Hey. Shh. It's okay. You can cry. I know. I know. I know you hate this, but you need to hear it. Yes. I'm going to shower you with affirmations. Don't you groan at me. You need it right now. Okay, fine. You don't have to look at me right now, but I am going to hug you so tight you can't leave. Okay. Now, you are so strong, kind. You give people multiple chances, even though you get hurt in the end. I know you're working on that. And it takes time. And I am so proud of you for doing it. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. And you need to hear it. No, I will not listen to anything to the contrary. There's that gorgeous face. Thank you. For what? Oh, Moonbeam. That's what I'm here for. To show you that not everyone is like them. Your family. They really did a number on you, huh? Well, you aren't there anymore. You can relax with me. Really be yourself. Well, be yourself when you know I'm around. Oh, yeah. I've seen you dancing around in the kitchen when you think I'm still asleep or not home from running errands. Or when you sing to yourself when you're focused on your work. You do have a lovely voice, too. It reminds me of those romantic movies we watch. Thank you, by the way. I know you hate them. Oh, that's another thing. I love that you tolerate me with my cheesy movies. And you make us popcorn. And you lay your head in my lap while I play with your hair till you fall asleep. It's adorable. And if I'm being honest, it makes me feel safe. I like having you with me. It makes me feel important. See, like right now, when you try to bury your face in my chest because you're embarrassed. God, you're cute. What? It's not my fault. Just stop being so damn cute. Hey. Here's an idea. We should go out. Do a little bit of shopping or something. Get you out of this house. Then we can come back and put on a movie or a show you want to watch. Yes, I can still play with your hair in my lap. Big old baby. All right, come on. Let's get you out of this house for a little bit. All right, so we have all the things you said you needed. Although, I don't think you need all these snacks. Hot cocoa and ice cream. Ice cream, by the way, in the middle of a winter wonderland. I know I said whatever you wanted, but I didn't think you'd buy out the whole store. Let's get started on these cookies, huh? You grab the bowls and the stuff for sugar cookies, and then we can start. We have the sugar, butter, flour, eggs, vanilla, and, of course, the icing and sprinkles. Oh, wait, we should change into our PJs. I know this was a tradition you had with your family before you got too big, so they said. You're never too big for tradition. so I thought we could try it. But only if you want to. I don't want to push you. You lost a lot this last couple years, and I figure you could use something familiar. Plus, I want to spend time with you. Always and forever. All right. Cookies are in the oven. Let's pick a movie. What do you think? There's a Christmas Story, Santa Claus. Oh, I know. What about Home Alone? That's one of my favorites. I know Christmas is over. Who made it a rule that you have to watch Christmas movies only during Christmas? I know I'm right. I'm always right, remember? Okay, I'm sorry. No. I want you to pick. Today is about what you want, remember? Jack Frost. I forgot about that one. That's the one where the dad dies while going on tour and turns into a snowman or something? Perfect, actually. Of course I can. Come here. Put your head in my lap, little one. Moonbeam? Are you crying? Baby, I know. I'm so sorry you had to handle all of that alone. And I'm sorry you had to go through it. I know I can't change any of that, but I'm here if you want to talk. Okay? Don't apologize. I know. You're safe here with me. Always and forever.